This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the new Kadumet route likely to remain following positive reviews. Some local artists see increased bookings for Crop Over. The Minister of Sport confident that Barbadian track athlete Shade Williams will medal at the Paris Olympic Games. The government of Grenada announces support measures for those affected by Hurricane Beryl, and anti-racism protesters in the UK rally after a week of riots there. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. This year's Grand Kadumet route is likely to be retained for 2025, having been declared a general success by Crop Over administrators. Minister in the Prime Minister's office responsible for culture, Senator Dr. Chantelle Munro-Knight, tells Starcom Network News the feedback on the route has been very positive.
Yes, I mean, so that's one of the successes that we've had. Again, the route so far as we've heard in the public and reports coming to us, to me, everybody seems to have been happy with the route. Didn't hear of any major issues. And we hope then that we can allow this route to settle. This was a route that was recommended by the Band Leaders Association and that we took on board and that we championed with them. And I think that the public has embraced. So we're hoping that, you know, next year we would be able to, you know, have this route again without any major upset. So again, we can just continue to refine the model that has emerged for this particular route.
A final decision will be made after consultation with the stakeholders, but she expects this will be the agreement for the route to be to remain as it is.
More than likely, we should be back on this route. And I am saying that, fingers crossed, because I said we're trying to be reflective and listening to the stakeholders. But I think we would want to send the signal to everybody, the band leaders, etc. Let's kind of let this particular route that we have some time to season in. We're willing to sit down and iron out any kinks that, you know, people may bring up. But we would really like to work with this particular route that we have.
Minister in the Prime Minister's office responsible for culture, Senator Dr. Chantelle Munro-Knight. Some local soca artists saw an increase in bookings over the 2024 Crop Over season. With an increase in the number of events during the festival, many new and veteran entertainers had the opportunity to perform at numerous events. Artist manager with Livewire Entertainment, Ingrid Holder, who represents performers Edwin Yearwood, Lead Pipe and Sadis, Grateful Co. and others, said her entertainers were in high demand and described the season generally as a good one.
Most of my artists were booked, solidly booked for the season. I cannot complain. Neither have the artists. There were a good set of events that we would have done previously. Some were new as well. I think a lot of promoters, new and seasoned promoters, would have tried to do extra events this season to celebrate 50 years of Crop Over. So there were extremely lot of events, inclusive of NCS, adding additional events and promotions to further employ a lot of the artists as well for 50. I think I've seen an increase in bookings across the board, not only from my artists, but I've been seeing other up-and-coming artists being booked as well based on the popularity of their songs. So I think it was a good season.
She wants to see more performances with live bands next year.
Booking artists with live bands, that is missing. Most of the events were trap shows that my artists did. We only had maybe one or two events that had live backing band. That always adds a better, fuller element to an event. It gives the patron, I think, a more enjoyable experience hearing artists sing with a live band. But I guess in the financial situation, some persons, they find themselves not having sponsorship to back up backing band may not be afforded. So most of the promoters use DJs to back the artists. But things like that, I think, could be considered hopefully for next year once sponsorship is there or it could be afforded.
Artist manager with Livewire Entertainment, Ingrid Holder. The Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated, BTMI, expects tourism arrivals for August this year to be better than last year. Chief Executive Officer of the BTMI, Andrea Franklin, says they're hopeful the numbers for the Crop Over period are on par with their projected numbers, which show an increase in arrivals.
Crop Over is usually one of our peak travel period in terms of especially diaspora travel and persons that travel for events and stuff like that. Based on our forward booking projections that we would have done coming on to the end of July, we expected that our arrival numbers for August would have been ahead of where we were last year and previous years. However, until we get the actual historical data of actual arrivals, I can't tell you how many persons actually came, and I can only go by our forward booking assessments, but we did anticipate that there would have been increase in arrivals this year over last year.
The BTMI also hosted international influencers and media personnel for the last lap of Cropover with the aim of strengthening the country's brand presence in key and emerging source markets. Ms. Franklin says from all reports, the influencers had an enjoyable experience.
In addition to the events for Cropover, they actually were able to see some of the destinations, see more of the islands, so that they can have a more holistic experience. And it's not just about Cropover, because at the end of the day, we want them to experience as much as the island as possible. When we set the itinerary, that's what we aim to deliver. And from all reports, they all had a grand time.
Chief Executive Officer of the Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated, Andrea Franklin. Minister of Youth, Sport and Community Empowerment, Charles Griffith, has congratulated Olympic athlete Sade Williams on qualifying for the women's 400-meter final in the Paris Games. Sade finished third in the semifinal number 3, clocking a time of 49.89 seconds to earn her place in Friday's final. Reacting to her performance, Mr. Griffith says he's optimistic that she will secure a medal.
I want to salute Sade for her third place and entry into the finals of the 400. It is a major, major accomplishment. We know that the skill sets are there. We know that she's very, very talented. And she believes, based on her interview, that she will do well and make our country proud in the same way that one or two of the other Caribbean islands had some medals. So I'm fully, fully expecting her to make podium. I think the preparation was in place at her club, MVP. So I expect on Friday to see her doing really, really well. I suspect that there's more in the tank based on her finish. So, you know, the whole country will be rooting for her on Friday.
Minister of Youth, Sport and Community Empowerment, Charles Griffith. The Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, BAMP, is urging people who are experiencing COVID-like symptoms to get tested. The plea follows statements from health officials which warn of a global surge of subvariants of the Omicron COVID-19 infection. President of BAMP, Dr. Linda Williams, told Starcom Network News people can go to polyclinics to get tested.
There's still some government sites that you can get tested, and that is at Black Rock Bradford Tate Polyclinic and also at Warren's. So you can go to those polyclinics and you can still get testing done. But, you know, if you feel sick and you're feeling you have a sore throat, you have congestion, you're coughing, etc., you can try to use the self-test. We're not sure yet how these new variants are being detected by self-testing. But even if the self-test is negative and you feel, you know, you're getting very congested and you feel ill, then you should go and seek to have testing done. The private laboratories are still doing testing for those who can afford to pay or have insurance. And so you should also contact your doctor for advice.
President of the Barbados Association of Medical Practitioners, Dr. Linda Williams. The government of Grenada has announced a raft of measures aimed at easing the plight of citizens still reeling from the passage of Hurricane Beryl in early July, leaving a trail of death and destruction. The Decon Mitchell government said it would make payments amounting to $11.6 million EC dollars to farmers and fishers, while also waiving the value-added tax, the common external tariff, and the custom service charges, among other fiscal incentives. And finally, thousands of anti-racism protesters rallied in cities and towns across England after a week of anti-immigrant rioting and disorder. Gatherings in locations where anti-immigration protests had been expected, including North London, Bristol, and Newcastle, were largely peaceful, with counter-protesters chanting, "Refugees are welcome here," forming the bulk of the crowds. Police had been braced for further violence with thousands of officers deployed and more than 100 events anticipated. Rioting was sparked by misinformation online that the suspect in the fatal stabbing of three little girls in Southport on July 29th was a Muslim asylum seeker. Recapping the headlines. The new Grand Kadumet route likely to remain following positive reviews. Some local artists see increased bookings for Cropover. The Minister of Sport confident that Barbadian track athlete Sade Williams will medal at the Paris Olympic Games. The government of Grenada announces support measures for those affected by Hurricane Beryl. And anti-racism protesters in the UK rally after a week of riots there. That was a 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network, news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.